Last week, city council members agreed to restore about half of the nearly $4 million in fire department cuts, guaranteeing 12 firefighter positions but eliminating 24 slots waiting to be filled. Fire Chief Rudy Jackson says to deal with the permanent cuts, he'll take an average of two companies out of service each day. The company is a fire truck and its crew. Rob Gibson with the Fort Worth Professional Firefighters Association says the deactivations, as they're called, would affect nine fire stations inside Loop 820 in the core of the city. Each of the stations has two companies.
If you live in downtown or if you own a business downtown, in Meadowbrook, in the hospital district, TCU area, 22% of the time, one of your trucks is going to be gone.
Gibson says that'll increase response time by about a minute. Former Fort Worth Fire Chief Larry McMillan and former Deputy Fire Chiefs Hugo Esparza and Eddie Burns say every minute counts in the race to save lives and property, and they say an increase in a city's response time generally leads to higher insurance premiums for businesses and homeowners. At last week's budget workshop, Mayor Betsy Price said the city would likely come back and do some adjustments before premiums would go up. She says the remaining budget cuts to the fire department will have minimal impact on citizens. Rob Gibson is optimistic those cuts will be taken off the table.
I don't think this is going to be particularly popular with anyone. It's a common sense thing. It's not hard.
But it is difficult to fill a $50 million budget shortfall. Council members hold two more budget hearings, September 10th and the 17th, right before the final budget vote. BJ Austin, KERA News.